is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
So are we starting off the show with news that ABC has a delivery service now?
Yes, we might as well.
Yes. ABC delivers.
Yes, sir. No, yeah, they deliver, but you got to make sure now. Don't go around telling people with a hookup now if they don't listen to the damn show.
Okay.
I guess they're listening to the show, so tell them how they can get hooked up.
If you use promo code SportsDen2020, you get $5 off delivery on any $50 or more online order.
You know, I did the research on it.
Go ahead.
It's about $10 to get it delivered. So it's actually a pretty
Well, here's where I was going with this. ABC FWS, ABC Fine Wine and Spirits.com, ABC FWS to have the stuff delivered. You're going to need it over the next couple days because we got big football games. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be wearing them out on Saturday because Saturday I've got noon, Joey Gatewood starting against the Georgia Bulldogs.
Woo!
Yes, sir. I've got 3:30, Jeff Sims starting against Notre Dame. And then I've got 7 o'clock with Mac Jones.
So you're going to need like a decent one to kind of just give you a vibe.
Right.
For the first one. You might need some strong stuff. But then again, Louisville didn't look very good.
I'm calling my shot right now. I'm breaking out the Weller at the end of the day to celebrate.
Whoa. Dude, if that happens.
Bama plays Mississippi State, by the way, so
won't be
much of a game.
If that happens.
You're invited over.
I'm going to tell you what. Yes, please. And we're going to go live.
Yes.
And
the Weller will be broken open. It has not been broken open yet.
This is if Jeff beats Notre Dame.
No, this is if Joey beats
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Jeff and Notre Dame. Oh, I thought you were calling Jeff over Notre Dame.
Because if Jeff beats Notre Dame, Florida State fans might have to jump off a bridge.
Do you know the troll level that I'm going to give, like, because of all the vitriol that I've got?
Let me tell you something. If we go 3-0 in those.
Oh, dude.
If we go 3-0 in those, y'all are coming over, and I'm calling in sick on six points all day.
Forget Sunday. Kai's birthday party.
That parlay would pay out nice.
Yeah. Oh, I may run with that, JJ.
That's like a one that you put like a dollar on, just like whatever, just something
hundo
easy.
Back.
And then you're gonna get at least a hundo.
Yeah. So ABC Fine Wine and Spirits will be delivering to the Thompson household. What I'm wondering though, and this is probably more of a question for JJ than James, because I doubt he even knows what I'm talking about. Would ABC deliver to a dugout to a manager who has lost his freaking mind in the World Series?
That was a disgrace.
Oh, my God. Can you think?
They're in Tampa.
Well, no, they weren't actually.
No, I'm saying ABC is in Tampa. Okay. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Can you remember?
So maybe he brought some from home. I see.
The last time. Dude, last night was unreal. Because you went from that decision to somebody being pulled in the eighth inning because they tested positive for COVID the day before.
Which is weird.
Seems like it's the protocol for MLB is different than NBA was.
Guy coming back out and taking team pictures.
Yes.
But wouldn't it – maybe they realize that if you have it, you've already been around guys. You've already infected everybody. And it's the last game.
That's sort of what he said. His thing was like, hey, we were already in the dugout together all game. So, like, what's the big deal?
I've already sneezed on everybody and shook hands, exactly. So I mean.
What a night game. What was that, 6?
Yes.
Game 6 was. And if you're Major League Baseball, you better be thanking God for that dumb decision by the Rays manager and then Mookie going Mark McGwire with that home run.
Because
if there would have been a Game 7, it wouldn't have been for 2 weeks.
I was about to say, it would have been at least this weekend.
Because of the positive test.
But what I was going to say is, to be fair to Kevin Cash, which I shouldn't be, that was a terrible decision. No computer is shooting that out and saying, you got to take this guy out now. I know he was going third time through the order. I get all that, but he was cruising, man. This is a Cy Young Award winner. He's a beast. It's game 6. And then the guy that he replaced him with has sucked recently, but to be fair to him, the Rays didn't score any runs. You got to do better than that in the World Series.
Well,
was it
1-0 then?
It was, but it wouldn't have ended 1-0. I'm sorry. I don't believe that.
I mean, I'd have had to see it. I mean, take him out after a hit?
A single.
Yeah, it's just like I'm laying in bed pitches last night watching this, and I'm like, wait, what is he doing? And then, you know, I go on Twitter, and all the analytics guys start going. I get it. That if you're going to do analytics, you got to go all the way out with it. But
you
man,
don't,
at
though.
Some point, like, you got
to
have common
sense. You
have to
know, yeah, your individual guy. Like, the analytics says that, yes, you don't want to face a guy, a team, third time through the order most times. But, like, in this specific situation, it's different. It doesn't say that on the computer. And I know we want to, like, bash the analytics people for this, but, like, it's not like there's somebody sitting in a back room typing these things out with like a microphone
in
to Kevin
time, yeah.
Cash, like, hey, this is what we got to do right now. It's still a feel thing with these managers. And he just totally dropped the ball on this.
Well, at the end of the day, you look at the stat line and you see Snell gave up 2 hits and only went 5 1/3. And you're like, what? Like, if you didn't watch that game and you just saw that stat line, you'd say,
he must
did
have
he
walked
hurt?
A lot of guys.
Yeah, like what happened? Just we don't talk much baseball, but that was the whole last hour of that was bananas.
That series was kind of crazy. That one game in particular last weekend was insanity at the end.
Oh yeah.
Guys falling over and errors and
two of the best hats in all of baseball, by the way.
I disagreed. I mean, the Rays were wearing some silly uniforms for the World
normally,
Series.
The basic hat.
I was like, this isn't. Yeah, when they tried to pull that alternate crap, I'm like, this is the World Series. Grow up, Rays.
Yeah. I mean, two teams I'm not even a fan of that I would own both hats.
I was wondering why a lot of my friends were rocking their colors, man.
Who, the Rays?
The Dodgers. Like, I woke up and I saw, like, my friend of the show, Travis Johnson. He's wearing his Dodger stuff and everybody's wearing Dodger
colors.
I'm like, did they do something?
Oh, you
something
didn't watch,
significant
you didn't watch it at
happen?
All last night?
I love that.
No, not at all.
I love that.
Not at all. I'm trying to think. What
you're like
I do?
Nick Saban when it comes
season.
To other sports. Yes.
He was focused on Florida State.
I respect
film.
That.
Yes.
Yeah, who do you guys got this week?
Who do y'all play this
bye,
week?
Bye, right?
Bye. We should win that.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. We had Mike Norvell on, by the way.
Oh, how'd that go?
I heard about it.
I
heard it was
fine,
very positive.
I guess. Yeah, it was fine.
Dude,
first
you can be
of
the
all,
truth. You can tell the truth.
No.
Okay.
Big ups to Mike Norvell for even coming on because he had agreed to come on after the North Carolina win, and he kept his word and still came on, even though they got absolutely embarrassed by Louisville, who was 1-4.
I mean, I wouldn't have come on.
Yeah, no way.
Well, you know, it's a safe. That's a safe show. Now, you know what show I wouldn't have come on?
Rick Ballew.
Rick Ballew show. I wouldn't have come on Ballew. And that's no disrespect to Ballew.
So you don't really understand what it's all about.
That's exactly why I wouldn't have come on Ballew show because I don't because he doesn't understand. For
it's hard to understand.
I don't think he'd say that though.
For that show to have literally no interest in Florida State. And when I say no interest, because I've listened to it.
Other than seeing them want to see them lose.
Yeah, I enjoy the lunch bunch, but like when I listen to some of the takes, like I'm like, come on, Hack.
You don't think he likes that?
It was four a couple years ago you were at 4 wins. Like you're now you're just like, I've never seen a team ever come back from a situation like this. If they don't win soon, Denny, they're never gonna win again. Like, heck, y'all literally just like calm down. It's cool though. You are good. You're better. But like some of the takes, I'm like, not even just the FSU ones, but some of them are interesting.
I have always liked Florida State.
Oh no, that's a listen, man.
That was edited. I'll admit.
Okay. I was like, there's no need because you know we. Now the fireworks was today on the show from what I was tweeted out.
No comment. This not darn, talking about that. I overstepped the lines.
Oh,
maybe
dear.
I said something I shouldn't have said.
Producers having opinions.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not talking about that.
I know you are at the break.
I apologized, and it was my Max, bad.
I don't know what you're talking about. So you are talking about it at the break.
Okay, at the break.
We
at
could
the
talk
break
about
is
it.
Fine. Not on the show. Though. Not on the show. I can respect that. I respect that.
Sometimes, you know, when brothers are just always in the same building all the time, you know, heads clash sometimes. It happens.
Oh,
I apologize. You move on. Not literal physical head clashing. No.
That would have been awesome.
That would have definitely got me canned.
Yeah, don't do that.
You can't assault anyone here.
The way he says that, it's like, what a bummer. Like, this is a zero assault type of place. We got a ton of college football to get into. The Jags are on a bye week, thank God. So that just lets us talk all the college ball we want to talk, including should I wait to 8 o'clock? Yeah, I'll wait to 8 o'clock to get into this. Sports journalists are getting on my nerves with clickbait. That's going to be my 8 o'clock. Like, this dude legit put out his top 10, and he's a respected name in college sports. And I may have assaulted him if I saw him.
Ooh.
When I saw this. Like, nice. You are selling out for clicks and retweets.
I just want to know this before we get to it later on. Is Miami in it?
I don't remember because
so you just lost your mind immediately.
Yeah, I saw like three teams on it and was just like, oh, this is a joke. And then I saw who did it, and it's a very respected media member. And so it was like, now this guy must be trying to save money for Christmas.
Well, because when I look at the real top 25, I see teams in it, or 10, that should, like Cincinnati. What are we doing, folks?
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. There's one better than Cincinnati in this dude's top 10. Yeah. But I want to get to the week that is ahead of us in college football because it is a very interesting week with some very interesting games. And we haven't really talked about last week's college games other than Florida State. Couple of questions to come up. And I want to pose some questions about Trevor Lawrence and Clemson as well. We're going to do all of that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits and TheHumidor.com. Coming to you from the Quick Draw Rapid Testing Studios, QUIK, QuickDrawRapidTesting.com is where you – what did I miss? Is where you need to go.
It was just the end of that conversation just caught me.
James's reaction.
I'm sorry. It just was more of a, it's kind of like when JJ plays the baseball clip with
like it catches always, you off guard.
It always catches me off guard. Like this one just caught me off guard, and it all just.
You know what? I'm gonna start doing. I'm gonna start making YouTube do all of the ads. Do everything that pays our bills because every time I start one, one of you two starts chuckling or cackling or as James says, kiki-keying. And y'all start talking over it and all that. And when y'all can't pay your bills, don't come looking at me.
My bad.
Dang.
Sorry.
Quick Draw Rapid Testing. If you've been around the COVID, make sure you go to Quick Draw Rapid Testing. I respectfully sat here for a year through your Randy's Nuts reads.
No, y'all didn't. No, you didn't. I just had better composure. Like, it was quite a few times, and we had the denturns then, that everybody was laughing, and I'm trying to keep it together. And be professional and read this and not make jokes because it wasn't a joke. It was real nuts.
We spent a lot of time Monday on Florida State.
Yes.
I have to update, just because we just finished talking about our last segment, your parlay with your three quarterbacks.
Yes.
Alabama is such a big favorite that you can't just pick them to win outright, so you would have to cover 31 points. But the other two, just to win. Okay. All that together, bet $1, win $83. We're putting a 10 spot on that.
I mean, if we're going to put 10, let's put 100.
No. I mean, you can put 100. I'm going to put 10 on.
You said now, what does that pay you now?
So $10 would pay $830.
Oh, wow.
$100 would pay $8,300.
I've spent way more frivolous money today.
Exactly.
He's wearing Reeboks. I'm wearing,
yeah. Hey, man, chill. Man. I like my shot, these, and they're comfy. I really wish I could find some pumps.
Some D-Browns?
Yeah, the last time Florida State was good, it feels like.
Ah, come on.
Nah, we've been better since then. That's true.
Grant Hill. Clemson struggled last week for a little bit. Well, for a lot bit. Right? It wasn't until really the fourth quarter that they ran away from Syracuse at the end of the third quarter. It was 24-21.
You know, Syracuse doesn't count for me to them. They're going to beat them.
That's what I was going to ask.
But that's their team. That's
NC State when y'all were good,
yeah,
right?
That,
bogey team.
Like they're the only team that's pinched them in the last what 3-4 years.
That's Florida's Missouri. Yeah, that's y'all's NC State.
This is
who is that for Miami? Who's Miami's
Duke?
That's FIU. A good one. I was gonna say like Virginia.
Yeah, yeah.
He said FIU.
Yeah, FIU. There's so many.
Well, no. All jokes aside, remember when I played FIU and Miami got in the
ball. That wasn't right. A close game.
It wasn't a close. No. Oh, it was just the fight. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the guys Leon who got in that fight was my high school teammate.
You don't remember his name. Yeah.
He was a
Leon was the coach at FIU. So he had to watch his alma mater fight the boys that he was coaching right in front of him.
Man, Leon was out there smoking a cigar. He didn't care.
He's like, cocaine.
I just didn't think that would happen to Clemson this year. Syracuse is 1-5 now. Not a very good football team. I didn't think this year's Clemson, I didn't think anybody would have anything for them. And listen, they won 47-21. Is there any concern for either of you guys with this current smoke that Trevor Lawrence may come back next year to Clemson?
A little ember.
No.
Like, but very, very, no.
I don't understand why people are saying that he wouldn't want to go to the Jets. I don't. What better situation for Trevor Lawrence? Like,
well, I wouldn't want to go to New York. Period. Not just because the Jets aren't.
I mean, you're gonna live in New Jersey.
No. I got that part. But it. What I mean by that is, it's such a. A really toxic media market. And everything you do is super magnified. And I think only like a family that like Eli Manning was the perfect quarterback for the Giants. Like you've been in the spotlight, you had a dad that could help you navigate different things that play professional sports as a quarterback. That's just not the place you want to stink. And nobody else is good. So, like, you can stink there if the Yankees are good and the Knicks are good, but nobody's good.
Man, if you're talking about
– but now if you win
– earning potential, yeah. You're talking about, like, I mean, I don't know where else you would want to be if you're Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I'm not taking a shot at Jacksonville, but if Jacksonville had the number one pick, it'd be much more likely that Trevor would say – I think that Trevor would say, nah, I'm good.
Well,
than if it was New York.
I think the money would be good the first go around. But in New York, if you can make it there – you can make it anywhere.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. You want to actually listen to the clip and try to decipher if he's being serious or not?
I don't know. I mean, we'll just have to see how things unfold. There's a lot of factors in that. But, you know, I leave or stay, whatever. Obviously, I have the option to do either one. Kind of my mindset's been that I'm going to move on. But who knows? There's a lot of things that could happen.
He sounds more bassy than I expected.
Yeah, I was really thinking Pat Mahomes. Like,
nobody sounds like Pat.
I think he sounds like Pat Mahomes.
They kind of just let me do that as long as it's working.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're thinking he would sound like
I didn't
that.
Think he was going to sound like.
I was thinking more Ann Coulter-ish.
What's the.
Like Barry White.
Yeah, like he could do Quiet Storm, like old R&B love songs.
I mean, he seems like the kind of person to me, though, that would come back. Like, he seems like the kind of person that. Let's face it, this isn't a normal college football year. This guy, if he came back, he would be celebrating Clemson forever and ever and ever and ever. They'd rename a field after him, probably.
There was a quarterback that did that. He's done pretty well for himself. Didn't have a good NFL career at all.
Right.
Matt Leinart.
Oh, I was thinking Tim Tebow.
Nah, Tim needed to come back. He shouldn't have come back, I think. But
I mean, people were – yeah. I mean, he was a projected first-rounder.
He shouldn't have come back. But, you know, go with the hype.
But he solidified
his legacy.
Right. And that has done as much for him as anything else he could have done. And I'm not suggesting that Trevor Lawrence is Tim Tebow when it comes to the NFL. I'm just saying I don't think it's as far-fetched as what we all think it is. I think if he's mentioning it, it's at least a thought.
I think it's always a thought because you do form, especially more so when you win. But you form a bond and a brotherhood with the guys, especially your class, and you know things are going to change once you all leave. So but at the same time, you can hear in his voice and in his cadence and what he talked about that they're already making plans as a family, as a unit, or Team Trevor is already making plans for what needs to happen next year. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure those wheels are well in motion.
Like, but Gase can't be there, or Marone can't be there, or whatever.
Yeah, I don't even mean that. I mean, like, all right, this is where we're going to train. This is the agent. This is what we're going to do. This is who's going to be your sports psychologist. This is your nutritional thing.
Does everyone have their own sports psychologist?
A lot of times comes with the training.
Yeah, it comes with the package. Some of the
are
better
you
facilities.
A psychologist for some kids, Denny?
No, but we have one.
Oh, it's James.
No, I would say, yeah, definitely not, man. I'm the worst. My psychology is to suck it up.
Yeah, rub some dirt on it.
Yeah,
like, no, we have a psychologist. We have a nutritionist. We have a chef. We have like the whole thing.
Nice. I wouldn't be it for my own son. I would pay for him one if he becomes an elite athlete. My advice to anybody who has a child that is a really, really good athlete. I mean, you don't have to be, but definitely a really, really good athlete. Get them a sports shrink, mm-hmm. so that they can understand how to deal with not necessarily the failure part, how to deal with the success, because it's a lot that comes with it. And these guys, these, I don't want to feel like that old curmudgeon that says, you know, in my day we did that. But these kids aren't. I don't think they are mental midgets. I just think they've been exposed to way more than anybody else has been exposed to. I joked about ever since I found out about Joey and the blue check mark on our Joey Gatewood. I've joked about it on our show.
Joey, a blue check mark his junior year.
He had a blue check mark
in high school.
In high school, 20,000 followers. He hadn't done a damn thing.
I didn't know that.
I was pissed because I think I had like 7,000 followers before they bammed my but I wasn't even close to a check mark. And I made plays. He hadn't done a damn thing.
He hadn't even posted, really.
Yeah, he hadn't even signed his LOI.
No, he hadn't posted on the social media.
But that's a lot of pressure. And then when you don't do something that these weirdos want you to do, you haven't experienced that. And then I could tell you, or Denny could tell them, but we're still not going through it. And your mom doesn't understand. And nobody really understands the pressure that you're getting. And heck, a lot of times when it was social media was newer, I used to tell parents, control your kids' social media.
Yeah, now please don't do that.
Yeah, now
that's probably why so many players have agencies do it and everything like that. Like, even Michael Jordan came out yesterday or the other day and said, "Hey, I wouldn't have been the same guy if I was playing now, just because of social media, you would know everything."
Right.
He would have been a billionaire before he was 30.
Right. He had a whole bunch of publicity and stuff on him. It'd have been 10 times.
Remember
bigger.
Like the Zion hype? Extrapolate that.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Like a bizarre.
By the way, he has the worst commercial on air.
I haven't seen it.
Zion does
the Bolt 22 or something like that. Some kind of new energy drink. I was like, it sounds like
Bolt
a Colt. 22? It sounds like a Colt 45 commercial for energy drinks. And it just he doesn't need to speak. Just drink.
Oh really?
You know the Lifetime Enclosures text line's reminding us Peyton Manning came back his senior year to Tennessee.
You know, again. All right. Let's just talk about this. The NFL money today is exponentially. I mean, Peyton got the big contract and things like that, but it was just different.
Oh, more I don't know people, about for quarterbacks.
No, but I mean, just I was going to say, everybody to see a guy stay 4 years then wasn't a problem. When I was coming out, and they were especially talking about skill players, I heard a scout say if a guy stays all 4 years. Then that's a marking of itself.
Is that a red flag?
Yeah, not a bad one, but just because now they know you're coming back, and they're literally critiquing every piece of film that they can get on you for 4 years. When you leave your junior year, they can anticipate it, but they don't know until you actually declare. So they're going to probably take 4 to 6 of your best games, and they're going to break that down, and they're going to go for potential.
Yeah, but that's not the case with Trevor.
Well, with Trevor, they're breaking. They know he's
get
going.
This. Peyton Manning's first contract
huge,
more than what Trevor's will be, because they didn't have the slotting system.
Right.
So Peyton Manning's first contract got him an $11.6 million signing bonus, and the deal was worth $46.3 million before he took a snap.
I guess all things being equal, if you're gonna go first pick, you'll get more money the next year, but you won't get the chance to get your re-sign.
Yeah, and I don't know Trevor Lawrence's family situation. I don't know any of that.
Like, those are all things that weigh into it, too. I will say this. Once you make that move, at each level you go up, it's less fun.
Right. And he's got to be having a blast right now.
Yeah, he's the king. And I'm not suggesting that when you're going to get picked or he's going to get picked, it ain't going to not be fun. Right. You're going to get all the perks. You're going to get all the chances to be successful. But it becomes a business each level. Like, that's why I tell a lot of high school kids, don't be in such a rush to get to college because it'll never be like this again.
Where is Trevor from?
Atlanta, right? Georgia.
That's the Atlanta area?
Yeah, just north of Atlanta.
Okay, so he wasn't like some Clemson fan. So it shows like his strategic thinking and where he even picked school.
And here's the other thing. I think the COVID season could play into this. I still think Trevor's coming out. But in his mind, this was his last year playing in Death Valley with a packed stadium.
Get your last hoorah.
Right, like, going through all that kind of stuff. And you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's, hey, you know, if I can do that one more time, one more year, the money's going to be there. He's going to have a fat insurance policy.
Maybe his girlfriend's a junior.
Maybe. I mean, that could be
the case. Let your old lady get that good job, that good internship for six figures based off of your name.
Yes.
And then you live your best life. You flourish.
Right.
You should have you a sugar mama.
Right. I mean, to be clear, I think he's coming out. But I don't know. It wouldn't shock me.
Or without the pressure of failing your first year, take part in the image and likeness.
Is that going to be available next year to South Carolina?
No, it is in Florida. Good question.
But I'm talking about, it's an NCAA rule right now.
So the states won't have to adopt it?
Yeah, the only thing that the state of Florida would have been different if they didn't have it is that they have the corrupting a minor thing, the Tank Black law.
Oh, basically. Gotcha.
But if the NCAA, but even with Florida passing that law, if the NCAA didn't pass it, technically all Florida schools would be ineligible for championships, which that doesn't really matter anyway. But Trevor could participate in the name, image, and likeness and make enough money to where it really doesn't matter.
What would that do to this fan base if they got the first pick and Trevor was like, nah?
Ooh.
It'd be tough.
I don't even want to think about that.
703 makes a very valid point I haven't thought of on the Lifetime of Closures text line. Salary cap could dive next year
because
of revenues.
But they've already talked about putting things in place that they'll spread out the losses over the course of so many years. So it's not really going to take the hit that people would think it would.
Yeah.
I hear what they're saying. And the owners are very shrewd, especially with the negotiations. But there's enough of them that want to win that they're not going to say, like, even with Shaw's not going to build up this cushion for a salary cap that he has to lose it. Like, they're not going to all of a sudden have $120 million that they can work with and have to get rid of some of their best players, because even that, if you have to cut your big contracts, that's going to have salary cap implications for the next couple of years as well.
I don't think Shaw has an issue with that.
Okay, well, maybe other guys, but nobody wants to. No,
I think Shaw would take the vote.
If that does happen, it doesn't affect the rookies anyway. But what it does, what it will do for the league, is make the league even more, competitive, because those guys will have to go somewhere.
I want to get to. We should take a break, and then I want to read through the list of games this week in college football, and of course, already issues in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
One weekend.
One of my favorite schools.
Already issues that are affecting a league that really had no wiggle room built in. We'll get to all of that stuff coming up next.
Soft and warm, a quiet storm, quiet as wind flowers.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Quiet storm, blow a wind to my life. Smokey Robinson. But his better hit is Gang Banging.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Smokey made a song about people out here selling drugs and gang banging. Turned a lot. It was the
Sounds
Mad
very
Dads.
Mad Dad-ish.
It was the Mad Dads of
that era. All right, we'll come back with that next. Yeah, it is called Gang Banging.
You may want to play that through one time before you just.
No, he's not.
No, it's dope.
He's not going to curse.
College football this week. It's crazy. We're already like in week 7, right? For some people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're already in November, basically. I hate how fast football season goes. But at the same time, I'm excited that there's a cold front coming through.
Yeah, it's Friday that it's going to drop.
Is it Friday or Saturday? Like
Friday is supposed to drop from – it's supposed to be like 85 tomorrow and it's 75 Friday.
And then Monday, as of now, the high is only like 65.
You are – I can't wait. I know. I got some – ooh, man.
Oh, by the way, Monday, you and I need to figure out what we're doing Monday because we are here from 6 to 10. Yeah, so –
can we do it from like
just y'all?
Like, can we remote?
Yeah. I don't see why not. Can
I light a fire? Because it's like, that's fire.
That'd be awesome. There. See what Aromas is doing.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I meant like from a house.
Oh.
Because like I wanted to light a fire because I don't know when I'm going to get that 64. Like that's, you got to get some wood and some logs in the fire. But nah, that's
But anyway.
But I think we should do our show.
We're only doing Monday, Wednesday next week because Florida, Georgia is next week, so Thursday night is the high school games.
Yes.
Which they're playing on here.
But why are you guys starting at 6?
Baloo's going to play golf in some charity tournament in Tampa.
We'll be back on Sunday.
Right.
Not the DR.
No, not the DR.
Okay.
Shoot, now that I think about it, so I'm off Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Shoot. DR doesn't sound too bad.
I think I'm going to go somewhere out of the country this winter after football season. I'm still deciding. I got to figure out what's the coolest non-care about COVID place.
Well, that's the other thing. I was mentioning this the other day on the Frangie show. What's the one thing that you didn't do before COVID that travel? When this thing
I had a
that you
birthday party and hung out with my closest friends.
That you really can't wait for it to come back. Like for me,
had our own island.
This is going to sound really snotty, but I want to go to concerts, but I don't want to be around people at the concert. So
you're going to get the box?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just enjoyed not wearing a mask when I have to go grocery shopping.
So it's that's that
it. It's that simple. The mask grinds my gears so much, man. Especially being a survivor.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like an idiot. Mm. And I'm a good looking guy. I mean,
nobody's really paying attention to the mask.
Ladies need to see this.
Is that what it is? So it's what you're suggesting.
It hurts my game.
Right.
I don't know.
It's directly affecting your future is what you're saying.
Yes.
I don't know what I would do or what I want to do. I've never thought about that.
Well, because we've been like pretty open here. Like, Florida, it's different from most
of the United States. Like, if tomorrow COVID was gone, what's the first thing you would do?
Nothing different.
Wake up. Smoke a cigar.
Hopefully wake up. Nothing, honestly.
Yeah,
our life is pretty normal down here. But there are states that are closed. Like, I just saw Chicago reclosed restaurants. And
yeah. I was mad because Chicago was one of the places that I wanted to, like, go visit, get some real deep dish pizza.
That ain't happening.
Because what made me think of this was when I found out Joey was starting, I was going to fly up to Cincinnati and drive down to Lexington. And then.
That shows I have zero concept of where.
Yeah, it's
Kentucky
like an hour.
Is on the map.
They're like right there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like where Lexington is 3 hours from Nashville. They should be able to recruit like crazy.
There's this place around there where you can go up on a mountain and see like 7 different states all at one time. It's wild. America's crazy, dude.
Yeah. I want to go up there, but I am going to go to Kentucky, Alabama. That's in Tuscaloosa in a couple weeks.
Yikes. Both your guys are in there. Okay. Yeah.
And if Carson was starting this week at Georgia, I'd go Kentucky. But that's the noon kicks. So you got Boston College and Clemson, Georgia, Kentucky, Memphis and Cincinnati, number 7 ranked Cincinnati, Michigan, Michigan State, Coastal Carolina, number 20, by the way. Remember what I said a couple weeks ago about Coastal Carolina? So they've got a chance to do what UCF would like to do long term at Coastal Carolina.
Well,
that place
got
is amazing.
Better resources.
How?
Well, they've got cheerleading coaches that are willing
that's true.
To do whatever is necessary to keep recruits.
Yeah, y'all look it up if you don't know what we're talking about. So the noon slate's pretty decent. I'll be mostly dialed into Georgia, Kentucky, but I will take a look at like Michigan, Michigan State. I'll look at that for a minute. And then at 3:00 and 3:30. You have Indiana and Rutgers.
Shiano's back, baby.
Should Indiana have won that game the other night? What was y'all's thought on that? I know, but should they have? You really think dude hit the pylon before the ball hit the ground?
There wasn't a camera angle to it's not – it's whatever they made the call.
If it had been the other way around and Penn State would have had that same play, would you have felt the same way?
I don't care either way.
I would have been like, you should lose because it shouldn't have been that close.
True. Mm.
So you think Indiana should have been given the win because it was that close?
Like ball don't lie situation.
Yep. Yeah. Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, LSU, Auburn at 3:30.
Please, do this for all of us.
Yes, please. Texas, Oklahoma State at 4. Oklahoma State, the only undefeated team left in the Big 12, up to number 6.
Ready for Texas to handle business.
In the rankings?
No, Big 12 should not be.
We shut out immediately.
In the playoff discussion.
And then at 7, you have Alabama, Mississippi State, and the 7:30, Ohio State, Penn State.
That's a big one. Early.
That is a good game. Arkansas, Texas A&M.
Oh, Darryl Sutherland wins that game.
He does look kind of like Franklin, doesn't he? And Missouri and Florida at 7:30. By the way, Florida fans, you can't – but this game's SEC alternate?
Raffle.
Wow.
That's awful.
Even FSU got put on Sun Sports.
Yeah, but you couldn't watch it locally.
What do you mean? Like, I was watching on the app. You watched it
Saturday night?
TV? Where?
Yeah.
What channel?
Sunshine Network.
It was on Fox something.
Or Fox Sports South.
Yeah.
Really? Because I was trying to look at the one here locally. I had to watch it again in Arizona.
I just set it into the remote and it went to it.
Oh, wow.
That's shocking, though. Missouri and Florida. I'm not real. I'm confident Florida's going to win, but I don't know. This game really kind of scares me for Florida. Basically 3 weeks off.
This should
be fresh. 2 weeks off of all activities. Missouri has, and I know LSU's not what they were last year, but they've beaten LSU. They're coming off a win against Kentucky, an ugly game against mm-hmm. Kentucky. Their two losses are Alabama and Tennessee.
Where is it?
It's at Florida.
Okay.
7:30.
At nighttime?
7:30 P kick.
90,000.
I just don't know what to expect.
It'll be packed, right, Mullen?
But Florida with Georgia next week, like they're going to have to show some type of defense. Or everybody at Florida is going to be very nervous going into next week.
Who will be Georgia's starting quarterback in that game?
Against Florida?
The walk-on.
Whew. Stetson?
Yeah.
Man, I hope. As a Florida fan, I hope.
Exactly.
What they're going to do is try to run the ball down your throat, tell Stetson Barnett.
Bennett.
That too. To not turn it over.
The fourth.
Yeah, to not turn it over. And.
You don't think they told him that against Alabama?
Well, I mean, this is a little bit. Alabama's a little different. But I understand what you're saying.
Defense has not been great.
Yeah, well, that was the Ole Miss hasn't, been stopped all year, right? They put up, 600 yards a game. Florida's good. Florida's offense is good, but I think that's what they're going to bank on, is that they're – because I will say this, and nobody – and this is coming from a guy who's seen food every week or seen a buffet when it comes to defense. Florida's defense is food.
Yeah, no, it's – no, that's what I'm saying. They have to show something against Missouri. Missouri's been able to score against folks. Florida's going to have to show something against Missouri.
That poor safety, man.
Which one?
Was it? I don't know.
Sean Davis?
They all look the same.
What's funny is he's got a very high draft grade.
Preseason.
Davis wasn't the one that was getting roasted online.
Now, who's the one who got caught? Who had the pilgrim gentleman who blew both his knees out or something like that after he scored on him?
Oh, I don't know.
It's not very. Your draft grade doesn't stand a chance when you've been beat by a guy with no ACLs. Typically frowned upon that.
I was privy to some scout information before the season, and I'm looking it up right now. Hold, please. And I'll tell you. I was shocked with who the highest graded Florida player was.
It wasn't Kyle?
No. I've had interesting conversations about Kyle Trask in the last week. We can get to that. I've had people in the know that have told me that Kyle Trask is a second-round guy. I've had people in the know tell me that Kyle Trask is a fifth-round guy. Mm. And I even had one tell me that he's a sixth-round to priority free agent guy.
That one's disrespectful.
That's silly talk.
Now, so in other maybe words, somewhere in the middle. He can go anywhere.
Well, that's so the guy that told me the fifth round, I was like, so you're trying to tell me that Kyle Trask doesn't have better pro prospects than Jake Fromm? Like, I can't believe that.
You got to put it. You got to break it down for idiots.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm not a Kyle Trask. Like, I'm not a Florida fan by any means. I'm just not going to disrespect.
But you know talent when you see it.
Yeah, like he's done well. He's not.
He's 6'5", 240.
Those are things that those are measurables.
He doesn't have the greatest arm in the world, but I don't think he's a fifth round guy. I do think that Mac has passed him right now.
Fair.
But I don't think he's – I mean, I think he's a second-round cat. Yeah, Sean Davis. Sean Davis is the guy I was thinking about. Is Sean Davis, Donovan Steiner are the two safeties.
Number three is this one that got burnt by the white kid.
Number three? Oh, y'all are talking about Marco? Marco Wilson?
Yes.
Marco Wilson's been burnt the whole dang year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Marco Wilson hasn't –
you know,
oh boy!
You know,
it's been a rough start.
NCAA
Marco.
Had this great commercial, very positive message. It's like 99% of our athletes go pro in something other than sports. I mean, I don't know what Marco's degree is, but might be, you know, internship. Like, enjoy it. Like, you know, do a really, really good job finishing the season strong. I just don't know if that that next level.
Substitute?
Well, he's got another year.
Substitute teachers.
Well, everybody's got
safeties
year.
That are substitute teachers do phenomenal.
He technically has two more years.
Oh.
Because he's a junior and this year don't
so
count.
So just go ahead and just destroy your confidence.
What I'm saying is get your master's.
Oh, facts. Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
it pays substitutes a lot more when you have your master's, from what I understood.
This man may, you don't know anything about Marco. He may be on Wall Street.
Getting burnt?
No.
By picks?
Making cash. You don't know that.
Right, I don't.
We just got a text from 360. Says, did you mention Minnesota, Michigan at all? I'm curious your opinion on Minnesota. I know they're not going for any national championships, but could they still win their division or go to the Rose Bowl? I don't know.
Row the boat.
I mean, I know they got embarrassed by Michigan. That's not a good way to start.
People are saying that, like, oh, Michigan finally has an offense this year.
No, Minnesota.
You don't
want to
be that.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they.
I'm a row the boat guy too.
Now, I do like Michigan's quarterback.
And I was watching the Miami game, so I don't know.
I do like Michigan's quarterback. Is Joe Milton? I think. Yeah, he's legit, man. He's going to be fun to watch develop.
PJ Fleck's not a bad coach.
No. I mean, but Minnesota, you can't expect just to hop into the national championship conversation, even. You need a couple years, and I can only assume that this texture, and I don't want to hurt their feelings. I can only assume like they're from Minnesota or something like that.
Of course.
But how good of a recruiter do you have to be to get dudes to like 4-star dudes to go to Minnesota? And why in the hell did they build an outdoor stadium?
Yeah, I don't know, but
Denny, I like it.
Denny, come on, let's be real.
Go ahead.
College football is king in the South,
right?
But there ain't a damn person on the East Coast, Southeast, or the Midwest that cares enough about Minnesota football to text into a station in Jacksonville to ask about Minnesota, Michigan, unless they're from Minnesota or have some family.
I understand
family.
That.
Or talking about Michigan.
We
have a lot of people who like Michigan.
My guy, Mark Rogers, who has a YouTube channel, The Voice of College Football, has never mentioned Minnesota once in my presence. He's talked about every other school.
Hockey school.
Well, let's do a little Minnesota. Research.
Hockey now, yeah. Now, that's where it's at.
If we are to believe that Minnesota is an up-and-coming program.
They're good, though. Well,
then
PJ Flex.
Where would you predict that we would find them in recruiting rankings?
Not the top 25.
Minnesota, probably 33.
Let's see.
Lower than that. I'm going to say 40.
24.
Nice.
Whoa, Flex.
PJ Flex, not bad. He has some ties in Florida, though.
24. They have 17 commits, four of which are 4-stars.
Ooh.
Let's see where those four
Where's
stars.
Florida State at?
22nd.
Oh, they're coming.
Let's see where these 4-stars hail from. Nebraska. Illinois. A dual threat quarterback from Illinois, huh? Arizona, Illinois, Minnesota, Illinois, Ohio, Georgia, Moultrie, Colquitt County, Washington, Indiana, Illinois, Mississippi, Minnesota, Texas. Oh, they got a Jacksonville kid. Offensive tackle from Trinity, Austin Barber, is committed to Minnesota.
Good for him.
I wonder if that's Austin's dad texting us about Minnesota.
Okay.
Now I got now it. We found you.
Now I'm somebody in Austin's. Now that okay, that was a good one.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, that makes sense. Good.
Minnesota's going to be in the Final Four in 2 years, Mr. Barber.
Austin played his ass off.
No, he's not there yet.
Keep us honest.
Yeah, that's he's still at Trinity. This is the 21 class. JJ, stay with us. Austin's 6'7", 315 though.
At Trinity?
Mm-hmm.
They showed a picture of Minnesota's linemen. You know, look, on the bottom line.
They look like they all can drink a
Oh, my God.
They can dry out a gastropump.
Yeah, and it looks like they're all the same guy.
Yeah.
With, like, a different haircut.
Yeah, like.
I don't want to be racist, can you but they were all chunky white guys.
What number is it? Is it 360? Is his son a chunky white guy with red hair?
Has to be. They only accept
like,
those
if he's not, like, he's got to dye his hair red.
And they're like, you have to be able to sit outside for 4 hours in negative 40 degrees with no sleeves on.
He says, last year we had our first 11-2 year in like 90 years. That's kind of what we're saying.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. But
you need the best of time.
Throw PJ Fleck all the money.
Didn't they already do that?
And make him a lifetime coach.
Didn't they already give him an extension?
I'm sure they did. Because he was highly coveted. Or talked about in circles.
This about Minnesota. They have the coolest trophies. Like, I remember in NCAA, the video game, you'd have to play the rivalry to get the trophies. And, like, Minnesota would have, like...
Don't they have the Paul Bunyan?
Yeah, they have the axe with Wisconsin. I think they have, like, a pig with somebody. They got a bunch. It's weird. They didn't win them all. Don't they have a bucket? They got a lot.
I'm sure they have
the
a bucket.
The Big Ten owns the South when it comes to trophies for rivalry games.
Yeah, but they don't have all diamond turnover chains.
Nobody wins national championships consistently besides Iowa State.
They
got to make something. I mean,
that's actually a great point.
Indiana, Illinois is for bragging rights.
Yeah, that's it. Like, that's all it's for.
Did you know you can get Fleck for a $3 million buyout next year?
Hmm. Interesting.
He makes $4.6 million.
Okay.
In 2020. So that was an increase of $1
million.
There's a $10 million buyout if he leaves after this season. The buyout drops to $4.5 million next season and $3 million in 21 and 22. This was written in 2019.
21, 22.
Carry the five.
That will almost be done.
How much lemonade?
I'm saying we'll almost be done with tag.
We'll almost be done with tag at that point.
So once we get done with tag, we can just slide on over to North. Just joking. By that time, we will be back, or we'll be playing a lot of freshmen, or you know, whatever.
I'm looking at PJ right now because
this program is going back to the top.
PJ actually looks like he could be Mike Norvell's bald brother.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
they're friends.
No, no doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
The only difference
they do Monday motivation together.
The only difference is, and here's my issue with Miguel is one is winning on a Power 5 level, and one has never built anything. Hopefully by that time, Mike would have gotten his – I think he was 3 years too early for this job, in my opinion.
3 years?
No, I only say he should have gone to, like, P5 JV school. Minnesota, if you will.
Okay.
NC State.
NC State. Think about Florida right now. Dan Mullen went to P5 JV school. Mississippi State.
Learned.
Maxed them out, learned how to actually recruit, how people talk, big boy stuff. Like, okay, we need this kind of three-star, not that kind of three-star. Mm. I can't just keep finding diamonds in the rough. I have to actually, you know, get some talent. I think you got to learn that. I don't think you should go to Florida State to learn to cut your teeth.
Bro, y'all ain't getting – you should see PJ Fleck's house.
Dude, it's up there. You can get a lot of house.
Log cabins.
Like,
it's on the water.
Like, oh, but that doesn't – in Minnesota?
Well, I don't know.
It's like freezing. You can play hockey on it.
I'm just telling y'all what I'm looking at.
Okay,
it's amazing.
Now I see. Okay, I didn't think about it like that. You can go ice skate.
Or
you can fish.
Fish.
I never thought about it. That's a good point.
His house is amazing.
It better be.
He ain't getting this in Tallahassee.
Because
he ain't getting that in Tallahassee.
You got to work hard to win 11 games there, man.
Yeah.
They probably just gave him all kinds of land. It's nothing but the Midwest would have people from there would have you believe that there's actually a lot of cities there. There's not.
No. I've driven through. When you get to those flyover states, when you're driving and they have to have a sign up that says last gas station for so-and-so miles, I was like, wow, America is crazy.
There's this TV show called The Middle that used to come on.
The Middle.
And I watched it, and they were talking about how the son was a good athlete. He was terrible. He was just good because everybody else was terrible. I was actually having visions of if I took my son – and we just moved it. Would he Kansas. Automatically be the greatest athlete in that city's history?
Well, yeah.
And I'm like, but would that mess up his development?
Yeah, because he's only with playing with scrubs and against scrubs.
Would he look like Jim Brown's highlight film?
I hate to tell you this. I mean, it's good news and bad news for you. If you did that, he would absolutely be recruited by Mike Norvell.
Without a doubt, he would be his skin would be fairer. He'd be a great hustle guy. Probably wouldn't have gold teeth and dreads. Definitely
absolutely
no earrings,
not.
No hoodie.
The problem is he would have to have a hoodie because that's all he knows.
That's a good point. There's not a no hoodie policy in Minnesota.
Not at all.
You better believe that.
You know where there is one? Nebraska.
What?
You don't remember when Scott Frost said that dumbass comment, like, I want guys that's going to go out on the field when it's snowing with no sweatshirt.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah, because that hypothermia really helps people win games.
360 said the jug is with Michigan. The pig is with Iowa.
Oh, you really?
He said,
yeah, but is that with – that's Minnesota's game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what he's saying. He's just telling us who the games were. And he said Minnesota is beautiful in the summertime. I bet those 2.5 weeks are gorgeous.
Everything dies in September.
Like, isn't Minnesota, isn't that Canada? Basically. Isn't it?
Don't you know? Yeah. They all talk, it's the same thing.
I mean, I'm not the greatest with whatever that's called.
Geography.
There you go. Geography.
Jeez.
I almost said geometry.
I'm not a smart man.
If it's preventable. If it's preventable.
That's true. Never mind. I was going to say, I'm going to get sound from earlier today for you, JJ, if
don't.
You keep doing that. But that's way too far north for me.
I stop at, like, Georgia.
Really?
Yeah, dude. 60 for me, it's frigid.
I wouldn't mind a change of season.
But I feel like we're almost in November. Has it been unseasonably warm?
Yes.
Yeah, but August wasn't really, like,
it wasn't
that
crazy
bad.
Hot this year, no.
Yeah, so, like, we earned a little bit.
What?
It wasn't.
Dude, it wasn't that bad. You worked
what?
In a hot
in August?
No. I agree with James. This year wasn't
this
nearly
year was
as
nowhere
bad
near
as it
bad.
Usually
we
is.
Had a couple days where it was rough, but it wasn't.
Usually it's like an entire couple months where you're just, no matter what, you're sweating like profusely, just walking in your car.
I thought this year was brutal.
That's the one thing
it's
the COVID brought
brutal.
Us. The COVID did bring us better weather.
We should do a segment.
Thank God for that.
We should do a segment in here. On what's on the Google search history inside of 1010.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm slightly terrified.
Well, we will never know because a lot of these guys use their own laptops.
Oh, smart.
So, yeah.
Smart. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we've got 8 o'clock. I do have one. I don't know if y'all have any, but I definitely have one. 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out!
You gotta let that thing breathe, man. Let it breathe. Let that hate fester and smolder. And then cool it down with some AlkaVita alkaline water. Go to AlkaVita.life, AlkaVita.life. It's the best water that you could possibly drink. It's based out of here in Jacksonville, Florida, bottled with like really good bottles, like not that the biodegradable stuff. Like it's healthy all around, help flush out your insides and keep you nice and hydrated, especially when you've got a full day of hate in your body. That's Alkavita.life, Alkavita.life, Alkavita alkaline water.
8 o'clock. Tim Brando.
Ooh. That's a notable name.
Right. Pretty well respected, right?
Mm-hmm. Watch it. He's on Rick's show all the time.
Is he? Well, Rick should ask him about this. I don't know if times have gotten tough for Tim. I don't really know what's going on in Tim Brando's world. But here's Timmy B's top 10 after week 8 of play. You guys ready for this?
Okay, let's go with this. You said top 8?
Top 10.
Top 10, top 10.
Number 1, Clemson.
Makes sense.
Number, with them.
Number 2, Alabama.
All right, I'm with you when you're right.
Number 3, Notre Dame.
Hmm.
Question mark, right? Number 4, okay. Oklahoma State.
Oof, Jesus, this is really bad college football season.
Number 5, Ohio State.
Because they haven't played anybody.
Number 6, Cincinnati.
Wow.
Number 7, BYU. Number 8, Georgia. Number 9, Texas A&M. Before I get to number 10, let me tell you who's just out of the top 10.
Okay. Miami.
North Carolina, Kansas State.
Makes sense.
Michigan, Florida, Indiana, and SMU are 11, 12, 13, 14, 15,
Indiana's 16. Ranked above Florida?
No, Florida's one spot ahead of Indiana. Damn. At number 10. For Timmy B's top 10 after week 8 of play is Coastal Carolina.
Yes!
Now, Timmy.
You know what? I know. That's why are we even entertaining this? This is all for clicks, man.
That's my point.
Is Miami not even?
No, I don't even think he realizes Miami plays football anymore. Like, at what
North
point
Carolina?
Do you lose respect, though, as any type of journalist when you put crap out like this? I understand you want to get clicks, but are you telling me, Timmy B, that you think that if Florida lined up with Coastal Carolina, that Coastal Carolina would beat them?
Well, hold on. Which, now, let's go through their schedule.
Home or away?
Oh, good point.
Stop.
Neutral site? That's a good point. I mean, y'all's defense is suspect. They're putting up 38 against Kansas, 43 against
Campbell. Are y'all telling
52
me
against Arkansas
that if Georgia
State?
And Cincinnati played,
I mean,
that you would have Cincinnati beating Georgia?
Cincinnati, Fickle's is a damn good coach. Like, if they have a certain – they got, like, a bye week,
mm-hmm.
then I think that could be a close one.
Okay, so y'all are just as idiotic as Timmy B. So Ohio State
That's
loses to Oklahoma State.
Traditionally, no, but this
is
year,
a crazy year.
They've got a crazy year. Who knows? The COVID, no spring.
I'll tell you this about Coastal Carolina.
Go ahead.
They went into Louisiana, which used to be called Lafayette.
Right.
Beat their ass 30-27. Louisiana was undefeated.
Wait, you said beat their ass what?
30-27. So we'll have to see what they're really about because they're going on the road on Saturday. Not just anyone on the road. They're going to Atlanta.
Okay.
Georgia State Panthers.
Yeah, that's Georgia State Panthers who have a victory over the Tennessee Volunteers.
I thought you were going to say Florida State.
Now, I am not taking anything away from Coastal Carolina because Coastal Carolina, if you go to Coastal Carolina, you quickly find out why people want to go to school there. It is absolutely gorgeous. It is right next to the ocean. I don't like their football field at all. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? You've seen their football field.
Oh, Louisiana Monroe played Utah.
Coastal Carolina's the one with the teal football field.
Yeah, that's weird.
Their mascot's like a chicken.
The Chanticleers.
Oh, okay.
Their cheerleaders a couple years ago were pimping themselves out.
Listen, man, don't.
They're business women. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, entrepreneurs, if you will. Frowned upon a little bit.
They won a baseball World Series.
They did win a baseball World Series.
The same year that the girls got indicted.
That's true. That is correct.
They haven't won any championships.
It was a crazy year there.
It's a glorious year at Coastal Carolina. But Tim Brando, you're better than this. You don't have to put Coastal Carolina in there to get me to read this. Like, you have a name, you have followers, you have, let me see, how many followers does Tim Brando have? He's got 129,000 followers.
I thought he would have more.
I did too. He probably did before he put this crap up. He's a national sports commentator for Fox Sports, who I like. But I've lost a lot of respect for one Tim Brando after reading this, and I'm just tired of this. Y'all really need to pay your bills that badly? Like, is that extra 1,100 clicks that gave you $4 really worth you just bastardizing your entire career to put Coastal Carolina in your top 10?
I think sometimes you got to do something to just shake it up and get excited.
Exactly, entertainment.
It's like rappers making Christmas albums. Mm. So, like, did we really need a Christmas album from you? But you listened to it, because of who you are.
I bought it.
Yeah, I didn't have anything else to do. I played
it on the way here.
I asked my mom, I want DMX's Christmas album. And she was just like, I'm just glad he's not cursing. Yeah, you gotta listen. By the way, DMX, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, classic.
Yes, a traditional classic. Oh my God!
Put it in a Hallmark movie.
I was going to say something, but I totally forgot.
But that's a really good 8 o'clock sports. Mine's more personal, so I don't even know if I can kind of even get into it like that.
Well, I mean,
I got one. If you don't want to share,
no, I'm saying like it was just yours was actually sports related, but like
I have a drive-through story.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Oh, is this what you were telling me about?
Yeah, it's good. I'm going to condense it for the radio.
I'm not going to lie; the people are a little disappointed.
What?
But this is the direction you're going with 8 o'clock. But cook.
Yes.
Listen, I'm not sharing stories out of school.
Go ahead.
And if you guys are driving around listening, yes, that was me. Yes, you saw me at that McDonald's act of fool. That was me. So it's late at night, and I've told you before, if they tell you at the drive-thru to pull forward, you stand your ground.
How late?
This is a stand your ground state.
How late?
One-ish.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Because what they're doing is trying to fool you. No, I wasn't.
Okay.
A couple beers, but that's it. And it's right around the corner from my house. I wasn't drinking and driving. Tipsy. No, I'm not even going to say that.
ABC delivers, by the way.
Yes. Not that late. Okay. I needed 2 hamburgers and a fry. That's all I ordered. They told me to pull ahead.
Just regular hamburgers?
That's it. Cheeseburgers.
Okay.
Told me to pull ahead. Okay. And I know what they're doing. They're trying to get their time down, their average time down. For every car. I used to work in a drive-thru, okay? You're not fooling me. But I did the right thing. I pulled forward. So one car pulls around. I'm cool. 2. And I'm like, all right, I'm a little annoyed. 3. After the 4th, I flipped. And I put my head out, and I yelled back at the window, hey, bro, what's up, man? Like, very aggressively, very angrily. I told this guy, before I pulled up, hey, I need lots of ketchup. Tons of ketchup, dude. Tons, because I don't have any at home. So this guy is like, finally comes, walks around, and I realized he had my bag the whole time. He was just so lazy, he didn't want to stop the other cars from coming, so he just made me wait the entire time. And so when he comes out, I'm like, man, what the hell took so long? And he goes, I don't cook. And I said, I ordered cheeseburgers and fries. What did they order? The same damn thing. Snatched the bag. And I said, you suck at your job. And I made it a point to let him know how pissed I was. And he was very aggressive back, and we were screaming and yelling, and he wanted to kick my ass, he said, and whatever. He was in like a 7-year-old man with no teeth. So I laughed at him and drove away. But the funniest part about the story, I get home, not a damn ketchup packet in there.
Oh, he's
not
show
one.
You.
No, even before that. He was going to screw me before regardless.
What would you say your decibel level was? Like, were you hoarse the next morning?
No, because it was short. It was only like 15 seconds. I was like, yeah, you better go inside. You ain't going to do a damn thing.
What if he had told you to get out the car?
I wouldn't have, because I'm not going to get a charge for, you know, when it's like a 60-plus-year-old, it's like an extra charge.
What if it had been a 40-year-old?
I'm down to scrap, straight up. I was so pissed.
That would have been amazing if we had woke up to a YouTube video.
If I was famous, I would be on TMZ. Yeah.
It would have been on. No, because people know who JJ is.
Yeah, it would have been amazing.
It would have been viral. It would have clearly went
Do
viral.
Do you understand? You would have been fired here, but we would have rehired you and given you a
yeah, would have figured it out.
It would have been worth being fired for. That's how upset I was. And like, if I would have looked and seen that I didn't have ketchup, I might have assaulted that old man. Honestly, I'm glad that I was at home, cooled off a little bit before I saw that.
The only time I trust McDonald's is when Brumman at the one over the one off of Bay Meadows and 9A is working, because he'll tell you he knows McDonald's is full of crap. He knows what he what happens to him.
He's like, we're about to.
He's like, nah. Out. He'll be like, hey man, don't even worry about it. Play. It's all in there. When he told me that, I was mad. I'm like, hold up, dog. And no, I drove
I'm
off.
Check this.
I drove off and I opened it up. I'm like, damn. It really is all in here. Okay,
he's like,
cool.
I double checked. Like,
he went McDonald's version of Chick-fil-A on you?
Yeah, like it was. Trust it, me. It's like not my pleasure. Hey, player, you good, dog? It's the way he says it. It's not disrespectful. It doesn't make you angry. It's reassuring because.
You're like, I don't need to look in that bag.
He's like, I know what you're doing, and I'm letting you know.
I got you. Yeah.
Don't do this.
But you still got to try the drink because half the time you get the wrong
drink.
Do you feel like you're disrespecting them when you do check the bag?
Like when he says it,
I don't give. Like,
nobody else has ever told me that.
Yeah, they
so
let
like
you
when
look
they
the
give
bag.
Me the bag, I know you've messed up.
I'd have been very suspicious when he told me that.
The first time I was.
Yeah.
And I drove up a little bit and I checked. And then but now every time
I like that guy.
He always does it. So when I see him,
I got to find him.
I feel good. I'm like, why can't you teach the McDonald's customer service class? But I do know why, because if
are you
he does,
the one in the video? You should be.
If he teaches them that, he's the guy who's going to give you four strawberry jellies instead of the.
That's how they lose cash.
Like so, yes, exactly. So like to the one chick who wasn't there, and she gave I ordered it was biscuits for everybody. Like nobody wants to die of choking from a McDonald's because that's mad not. Dad's all over again. You should do that. Of choking on those dry ass biscuits. And I'm like, dude, can I get a strawberry jelly, please? Sure, no problem. I'm like, ma'am, you just gave me one strawberry jelly for the four dry ass biscuits in there. What am I supposed
Add
to
water.
Do? What am I supposed to do with that one strawberry jelly? And she was like, oh, I didn't count how many. I said, just give me more than one. Strawberry jelly. Just assume somebody at least needs two. It's just, you know, the McDonald's or when Trey almost
and
died.
It's like she acts like it's coming out of her pocket.
Right. Just give me the thing, man. Slide it through. Or charge me. Whatever. I don't care. Just give me. Because they try to kill my son every time he gets his pancakes.
What do you mean?
Those three big pancakes
with no syrup?
And give you one syrup, 10 butters. One syrup. What am I supposed to do? Who needs all them butters, man?
I don't think I've ever wanted something so bad as a video of JJ scrapping in
that
a McDonald's
been great,
parking
man.
Lot. Do you know what that would have done
out of the car.
That'd
for our show? Like, there's no doubt you would have been fired here.
I would hope so.
But JJ, trust me when I tell you, James and I would have figured this out.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you this. That old man didn't want to see me. I was raging. I would have beat the brakes off him.
But you do need
I would
some
have taken
catch.
The few teeth that he had left out.
Depending on who makes like the McDouble, you do need some more ketchup, man. Like sometimes they just
and for
they
my
really
fries.
Skimp on the ketchup, man.
And JJ is a single man, he don't have ketchup at home.
I don't.
And I respect that.
So
because
he went
I
home
only
and
eat ketchup,
no ketchup
with fries.
Because I don't even understand why I have ketchup. I don't know the last time I bought ketchup, mustard, or relish.
Oh, we always have ketchup.
But we have it.
I'm
it's
a mustard
there.
Guy for sandwiches.
It's
yeah.
there. I just don't know how it got there.
I'm a mayo mustard on a sandwich guy, but ketchup I never use. Hot sauce, I got a million. I just
I'm with you. Ketchup, I put ketchup on burgers for sure, but fries, yeah. Yeah, it's like ketchup with a little bit of fries for me.
Right.
I'm one of those type dudes. Tyler Eifert's dad said that he would clearly have taken JJ's job if he had gotten fired.
Damn, this guy, do you work in the business?
He's just waiting. His wife's like, when are you going to get a job? I don't know. I'm waiting on JJ to get fired.
JJ gets fired.
So you can bring your Notre Dame propaganda here?
We got to take a break. What do y'all want to get into when we come back?
Mike Norvell sound?
Yeah. Let's listen to that. We want to hear positivity.
Yes. Motivation
Mondays.
Wednesday. We'll do that coming up next. Soft and warm.
quiet storm, quiet as when flowers.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
This is my bad. I played the wrong one. He gang banging.
When you do this, the old man wins, though.
I know.
He's got you flustered two nights in a row.
All right, give me 5 seconds. Because I was listening to this, Denny, you won't believe that this is a real
song. It is
song. Great. I cannot believe that I've been through 30 years of life. All right, here
we go. I can't believe it didn't go platinum.
Just wait.
Wasting your time, drinking that wine, smoking that smoke. Dealing that dough, giving up hope.
What?
Bro, if we don't come into this, if our show doesn't start with this song every night for the rest of our life, you are fired, JJ.
This is a hit.
If we don't have this as the song to the Sports Den intro. Like, heads are rolling inside of 1010XL.
When I was going down the
Hold on. Roll that back from the start,
okay.
Please.
Oh, you want to
I just want people to
beginning.
Understand the context of this song. When I was going down the wrong path when I was in sixth grade, and it was looking like life wasn't looking up for me.
A lot of
it
time
It took a
in
couple years, but a couple times listening to this song is what really made me change my life and find sports.
What? Who is this? Because I'm immediately downloading.
Smokey this Robinson. Is old man Smokey Robinson.
Okay, I'm downloading this as you play it. No, let this play. I want to hear this again. It's called gangbanging?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Don't want to type that in.
Wasting your time. Drinking that wine. Smoking that smoke.
This is amazing.
Doing that coke.
Dealing that dope.
Dealing that dope.
Bro, this is an anthem right here. What are we doing? Why am I not listening to this? You talk about gelato and how we held that from you?
Yeah, you're really holding back when it comes to
why have we been doing this 6 years we've never played this?
I would be honest with you. I didn't find out about this till the summertime. It went viral.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, just like people just took a clip. They're like, how did this not how
why
did
this
not stop?
Played every day? Yeah, how did it not stop gang violence?
How did
violence?
It not stop the gang violence?
Why is it not
oh
on Apple Music?
God.
And the problem is, you got to see for
there's
Denny,
a video. There's
Denny,
an official
Denny,
music
you
video.
Don't like forget the song, Denny. The song doesn't just the audio doesn't do it justice. And as you said, please for God. Add Smokey
right
Robin, put Smokey Robinson at the end of it in Google. Please don't don't just type in gang unless
was
you're,
it on a Quiet Storm's album?
It's a video, Denny.
So I cannot download this?
I don't know, but it's a video of Smokey in a leather jacket walking the streets.
Walking around town.
Singing about gangbanging.
Gangbanging.
It's amazing. It's
We didn't even get to the hook.
No.
Is it good?
No, we did. It's just a gangbanging.
Oh.
It is. What if he crip walks in? This is the music they should play. Producers, whoever does our PSA, that's the music that's proper for the Mad Dads commercial. That's it right there.
Wow. JJ, I am so serious about this. Like, I'll peel you off some money
I love this.
For your time.
Oh, yeah.
To make this the intro of our show.
I got
Smokey,
you.
Smokey's going to be sitting back.
And I want the first verse. Like, that first verse, That's just poetic.
Forget
genius.
Dare. Forget sure. Dare. Like, this is what every kid should be hearing.
Dare had a good hit, too. D, I won't do drugs. A, won't have an attitude. R, I will respect myself. E, I will educate me now.
I love that JJ can sing that whole song.
Yo, I really forgot what.
That was a hit.
I didn't even know that was a song.
Like, in
I didn't even did that.
Fourth or fifth grade,
I'll be honest
man.
With you. I was in Dare right when crack was at its peak. It wasn't really good. It wasn't helping.
Its
like
peak
we,
was like the 80s, bro.
No, peak was when, no, that's when it hit.
Okay, like the, so you're saying.
Like the early 90s, like
was
in Florida.
Mecca
like,
of crack.
Yeah, like we were like, really, it was going good. People
like
were making
McGruff
a lot of money.
Had no idea what to do.
Well, yeah. Speaking of gangbanging, Mike Norvell was on.
I like that transition.
Was on, what's it called?
XL Primetime.
There you go.
What was he talking about?
What? Yeah. What? We don't have any cut. Like.
Okay. Yeah. It was from a couple of days ago. So It was yesterday. Was it?
Yeah.
That might have been Monday. Okay. So Norvell says he felt good about the team going into the game last weekend.
I felt good about, you know, where we were going into the week. You know. Obviously, I thought our guys were prepping, at a pretty good level. Ooh. But once we got in the contest,
would you admit that right now?
Explosive plays, wasn't able to sustain the consistency that we needed offensively.
Now, anytime you've heard Mike before the season, very smooth when he talks, very choppy, and a lot of time he ever stuttered in the history of his interviews was when Rick asked him about how stupid the hoodie policy was. I don't know if he said it that cut and blank, but he's lying. He's clearly lying.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't.
I thought started pressing as a football team, and that was kind of disappointing to see. But at the end of the day, like I tell our players, you got to learn from every experience.
Like he's doing okay. All right, Mike. I see you with a little attitude on accident. Mike is mad that he got to do it. He's like, I'm only doing this interview to be a man of my word. Okay, Michael.
So he was
gangbanging song as my ringtone?
How do you make ringtones anymore?
I don't know.
Do you do
I want to bring it back, though.
I don't know.
I'm clearly bored by Mike.
Wait till you get to this one.
The riveting stuff.
He was asked about the growth of one Jordan Travis.
It's been fun to watch his growth and development because, he really missed the majority of fall camp. I think
almost three weeks
that he was out. And so, for us to get to see him grow throughout the course of the season, the work that he puts in, dealing with some, nagging, bumps and bruises that, kind of happen throughout a season. I mean, it's been impressive to see. And, we're so excited about his future, excited about what he's been able to do. And just looking forward to him continuing to get better.
What about him do you like, Mike?
You don't sound excited.
Did he say anything? Like, I really like him, when he's been really done, really good a job.
Did he get a Caribbean accent on
this?
Sound Haitian.
He throws the ball quick.
Cornrows.
He's throwing the ball. He's releasing the ball quicker, and he's a threat with his legs. He makes you.
He's releasing it quick. We have no idea where it's going.
But he makes all 11 defenders defend the ball. That's what we are excited about. That sounds like I know who the hell I'm talking about. Right there, that sounded like young Bobby. Like Jordan Travis. Which one is? that gum number 11. That's right. Or 13, I think. He's 13.
If you think it was hard to find good things to say about Jordan Travis, they also asked him about Chubba Purdy.
Oh, I thought you said defense.
I was really pleased with some of the things I saw from him. He made some impressive throws. Was able to send a couple of plays. Unfortunately,
Seriously. Did he just say he made some impressive throws?
No, this is
in warmups.
But he says that they dropped the balls, or sort of. What? I think. But yes. Go ahead.
He threw it to Keyshawn Helton. And there were three defenders circling him.
Yes.
It was like he saw imminent death. That's why he dropped it. I was
really pleased with some of the things I saw from him. He made some impressive throws, was able to extend a couple plays. Unfortunately, we weren't able to finish him on the receiving end. But, there was a few moments where, he even stepped into contact, as a true freshman quarterback in your first game to be able to get that experience. And locate the ball where it needs to be. I mean, it was impressive to see. So I'm excited that he was able to get that experience.
He's so excited.
It sounds like Tim Tebow with his interview when he was going to the Jets. He said excited 25 times in a minute.
I forgot he played for the Jets. That was a really
Is there anything else from this?
Yeah, there's a quick one. I actually like this one. So Leon was like, so are you guys just taking this like game to game? And he said this.
To be honest with you, we're trying to go 1-0 just today, and that's what we are really just trying to focus on the moment that's at hand. And that's something that and I think that in all honesty, I think that kind of showed up this past week.
What was going on today?
He said they were too comfortable after the UNC win.
What? you know, I think there was a little bit of an exhale for guys, you know, thinking that, hey, you know what, we've done it. We've been able to overcome, you know, even the swings in the North Carolina game and be able to finish with a victory. And then, you know, coming back, I think that it might have been a little bit of just being shell-shocked. You know, we gave
Mike,
up some explosive plays.
Mike, listen to me. I know you listen to the Sports Den. At worst case, we know some of your coaches do. So pass this along. Mike's a smooth dude, man. He's got to stop doing interviews right now.
No.
Clear the calendar.
Oh, my God.
Because this isn't helping. Like, he is a – Mike Norvell is like a buttoned-up, like, smooth cat. Like, he's good at what he does, but this is not a good look.
It works when you're winning, but he has mastered the art of saying a lot and nothing at the exact same time.
Well, I don't know what going 1-0 today means. What did they do today?
That's true.
In the course of this interview, they asked him, what are you excited about with your starting quarterback? He didn't list one tangible thing that he was excited. I mean, not even a thing that you could actually, like, that you can measure or something that's, like, glowing.
He's like, he's
what did
been
you
hurt.
Want him to say?
See,
they completed like 25% of their passes.
Something.
True that.
He does something well.
What?
He goes up and he calls, he says down set hut and the ball snaps great. Then they ask him about Chubba Purdy. What do you like about Chubba? Oh, man, he went out there and did some things I really like. He went 0-for-9.
Well, he said because some of the receivers, you know.
But be honest. Jimbo, for all of his flaws, would have never said Chubba Purdy looked good going 0-for-9. He would have been strict, and he would have probably said a caveat like, well, that was his first action.
But he has some things to work on.
I don't like that he's deferring. He's putting blame on our boys' position group.
Yeah, definitely they're dropping the ball. So, like, you hear that, Dugas. It wasn't me. It was him. And go 1-0 today, is that – oh.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguar fans and Florida State fans should understand what that means. Win lunch. Mm. That's really worked very well.
Mm. I didn't know if they were playing like a
– Was that like a TC saying?
Yes.
Win lunch.
I just
– Holy crap.
Like,
terrible.
Again, like, how long was the interview? Was that 7 minutes?
10 minutes, yeah. 10 minutes? Less than 10 minutes.
Like – So the world – so a recruiting area, people listening because a lot of people listen to the Lunch Bunch.
There ain't no kid being recruited listening at noon.
No, but their parents are.
Radio.
And they want to hear – okay, listen. Okay, fine. Getting a head coach to call into your show is supposed to be an honor. Like, people want to listen, get some tidbits, break down. Maybe I can get some stuff that I can go pass on to my I-9 football team. There's not a damn thing that I would have got from that – I got from that interview. And that's not me just being harsh. Like, he said nothing. Like, I got no
hope for
him.
I'm going to take up for him. I don't know what you want him to say right now. I mean, short of coming on here and just going, look, guys, we stink.
That would be, honestly,
what is there? What do you see out of Jordan Travis? Well, he's our stopgap. And there's not much he's good at, but he's all we've got right now.
Well, maybe not that harsh, but, like, right now, he's definitely the stopgap. We're recruiting talent to come in here and develop. I would love to see him progress, but I'm going to get the best quarterback there because we're rising to the top. Like, get excited. Like, crush him, grind him up, and then do that little exciting thing that you do at the end.
Because this program is going back to the top.
That one right there.
Because you'll inspire.
But this whole stuttering and, like, not saying nothing mess, like, yo, like.
We got to take our final break. We'll be right back to wrap up the Sports Den. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
Since we only have a minute or so, you know how you like sometimes feel if you confess something, you'll feel better about what you're doing? I'm not going to stop doing it, but I do have this confession that I feel like James is going to give me a weird look about. For whatever reason, the last couple weeks, I have been hooked on social media watching Family Feud videos.
Dude, I was literally just doing that with my chick before I came here tonight.
Family Feud's pretty good, dude, especially the old creepy ones.
There's an app that
Steve
just
Harvey
shows
one.
Like...
Yeah, Steve Harvey, yeah.
Yeah, there's an app that just shows like clips, not even full episodes, just like
right,
clips.
Right.
It's
like,
amazing.
If once you start going down that rabbit hole, you like 45 minutes later, you look up and you're still watching these dang things. So that's nothing to be embarrassed about?
No, it's funny. What bothers me is he does the same thing all the time. He's like, what's big and long and hard that it's fine in your pants? And like when they give an inappropriate answer, he's like, oh my God, y'all are crazy. It's like, no, we're not.
See, this is why I had
You're
to confess.
Crazy.
This is why I had to confess. We'll be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Look, they got us so mixed up, I don't even know. Are we back tomorrow night? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. 8 o'clock tomorrow night, right here, 92.5 FM. Make sure you tell your friends, share the SoundCloud. We would appreciate it. Our sponsors would appreciate it. We will talk to you guys tomorrow night. Have a great evening.